Welcome back to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with David Vance-Like and Zach Cointink of Syracuse University. So, Zach, DOD's experience with crafting and implementing core initiatives under the Better Buying Power effort reveals a number of lessons for acquisition executives and senior procurement officers. Could you elaborate on those lessons learned that you identify in your IBM Center report?
Yes. So, lesson one, when you're doing something like this, it's good to appreciate that acquisition is almost everyone's business. Anymore, for a given agency, acquisition and contracting are a flavor of the day. Whether individuals appreciate it or not, or again, legitimately so, have that strong operational focus, acquisition and contracting figure into performance and they figure into success, and they have implications for how the agency does. So in designing an initiative of this kind, incorporate all of the stakeholders. Who has a role to play in acquisition and contracting? Map that landscape and don't leave anyone out. And understand that lesson two, there are some strong forces that work to preserve business as usual. Over the course of our conversation, we've alluded to a number of them. So things aren't going to change overnight. There are some incentives baked into the underlying process and the underlying organization that really do counteract the implementation and use of good practices. Lesson three, we talked about something called creep in a general sense. So putting a practice in place, but also keeping an eye on it, not letting it in and of itself grow out of control. So if we return, for example, to something like strategic sourcing or category management, moving from a lot of individual procurements to procuring on a broad aggregate basis, sticking a stake in the ground, consolidating purchasing vehicles, for example, but then making sure that they remain consolidated in lieu of growing out of control again. So this idea of creep applies in a lot of places, also in acquisition, contracting, and procurement is something to keep an eye on. Lesson four, communication, we think, is always sort of subject to varying interpretation. So if we return to something, say, like contract types, in Better Buying Power 1.0, then Undersecretary Carter expressed and signaled some interest in greater use of, say, fixed price type approaches to product development work that is otherwise usually carried out on a cost plus basis. And by Better Buying Power 2.0, the leadership's sense was that that practice had been somewhat over applied, hence the aggregate shift from best practices to sort of professionalism, right tool for the right job, and in particular, emphasis on using the right contract type for the right job. But that's just one example in the case of Better Buying Power, where some individuals may have interpreted the language as more the letter of the law, and others interpreted it more as the leadership would have had them interpret it as sort of a suggested best practice that befits a particular type of circumstances. Lesson five, following through. Without making a credible commitment to follow through, to levy sanctions, and to reward good behavior, to sanction bad behavior, nothing's going to change. You can write memos, you can make statements, you can express principles, but if you don't act on them and don't follow through, it's just a sort of common sense everyday notion, nothing's going to change. Lesson six, when it comes to putting some practices in place, the only time really to start is early. So if we return to our conversation regarding strategies for creating and maintaining competitive environments, again, acquiring those intellectual property rights, getting the rights and the information that you need and the ability to release it to third parties so that there's more of a plug and play as opposed to lock into a particular vendor. The ship has sailed. If that's not done at the program start, early in the program, essentially the ship has sailed. That practice really can't be used. Lesson seven, it sounds trite, but we say knowledge is power. Data-driven decision-making is really important. Just getting a sense of what's going on, what practices are working, and what practices aren't. And finally, lesson eight, sort of a takeaway lesson, be realistic and be patient. In systems as big and as complex as the Federal Acquisition Enterprise, as DOD in particular, but even in the civilian agencies or DHS, things aren't, even with good follow-through and application of the appropriate practices in the appropriate way, things aren't, obviously, just aren't going to change overnight. Now, under no illusion that federal leaders don't appreciate that. But this is just one particular context in which it really does take some time, some concerted effort, some investment, some sunk costs before the benefits really come to fruition. And for example, in the defense case, the benefits of these practices may not show up for years, literally may not show up for years until the success of those programs has really been tracked and manifests itself over time. So as is just said in the general lingo, patience is a virtue.
Dave, what should better buying power look like as it evolves beyond version 3.0?
Well, you know, Michael, that's a great question. And I think if Zach and I had the answer for this, we might not be studying some of these things. We might have some other opportunities. I think we were cautious about being prognosticators, but specifying precisely what a better buying power 4.0 might look like, while somewhat beyond the scope of our effort, we did see some places where we wanted to point to areas that DOD might wish to emphasize if or when it launches a future iteration. So first, for example, would be, continuing to pursue the ideal of agile acquisition, thinking about how to develop systems, processes, and skill sets that can contribute to developing and fielding capabilities in a faster and especially in a more incremental fashion, right? That would help make acquisition more responsive to a very complex, dynamic, and ever-changing threat environment. And that could actually improve performance and lower costs over the period of the acquisition itself. The next was thinking about how to build partnerships. And I know that that's very common to say, and it may seem cliche, but actually we were thinking about building partnerships outside the traditional industrial base, thinking about how to leverage and tap into the ideas and expertise of suppliers who otherwise operate in commercial environments as opposed to simply governmental marketplaces. And while I know that there are a number of vendors, companies within the industrial base who have arms that actually work in the government space and the commercial space, I also know that to some extent, like governments, different parts of an organization don't always really speak well and have the highest levels of information exchange and cooperation and coordination. And so then also thinking about how to maintain and enhance the focus on improving services acquisition. So DOD's just begun to kind of scratch the surface in this area. And I think one of the things that we heard in the more than two dozen interviews that we conducted with many, many subject matter experts, we kept hearing over and over and over again, staying focused on improving services acquisition and thinking about enhancing its own capabilities, but also being able to tap the very rich array of vendors in a services market for which there are a great many. And while it's not in our report, I think we would also stress that a future iteration has to emphasize the benefit of working with small businesses and trying to reduce and knock down some of the barriers these vendors are confronting when trying to work with the federal government. And so I think, a 4.0 might have some of these features to it, and that might help it go on to become more sustainable, more effective, and more deeply embedded with a culture of performance and spend analysis and cost management and thinking about not only taxpayers, but maximizing the mission capabilities for our warfighters. So those were some of the ideas that we had about what a future iteration might look like.
A wonderful way to end our conversation today, Dave. I want to thank you and Zach for being on the show and taking time out of your busy schedule to join me and talk about a very important report. So thanks, gentlemen, for joining me.
Michael, it was a great pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Michael. This was a great experience.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with David Vance Like and Zach Hoytink of Syracuse University and authors of the IBM Center report, Beyond Business as Usual, Improving Defense Acquisition Through Better Buying Power. You can order or download a free copy of this IBM Center report and all IBM Center reports at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.